your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Serious class today. A really serious class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Okay, here we go. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live, Studio A, high top of the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are everywhere, and they're confronted daily by your instructors. Dave's producing the broadcast at the world headquarters of Genesis Communications Network. Today's class is a very difficult subject. It's about suicide. And you know that suicide is on the upswing. Joel Johnson's with us. You know him as the real MacGyver. He's been to all of our expos. He's been to meetups. He's been on the air with me in the morning program and the afternoon program. You know him as the invisible invention guy. You know him as the guy who figures out what you can use of what you have right now to get out of the jam you're in. That's the real MacGyver. Well, lately, Joel Johnson and I have been talking about some serious topics. The day of the Colorado movie massacre, Joel Johnson jumped on the landline and we did a broadcast about that, and I said, I believe it's an inside job. The day of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, he hopped on the landline, and we talked about what was happening there. I believe that was an inside job. Boston Marathon massacre, we talked about that. I believe it was an inside job. And the poisoning of America with fluoride, I believe it's an inside job. Today, another very serious topic. People are killing themselves, literally, jumping in front of trains in New York City, overdosing. And I believe that some of this, too, is an inside job caused by prescription medications, anti-anxiety, and antidepressant meds, legally prescribed by medical doctors, legally produced by the pharmacological industry. Joel Johnson, which you might not have known, he is a USAPrepares.com instructor, you know that. But USAPrepares.com instructors are very interesting individuals with diverse backgrounds. Now, that's how they get to be instructors with us. Joel was a small town police chief, peace officer, worked as a paramedic, and he's the guy that when you pick up that telephone and you call a suicide prevention team, he's on the other end. Welcome, Joel Johnson.
Hey, good morning, Vinny. It's great to be here.
Well, Joel, it's a real serious topic. And, you know, normally I don't quite sound like this. I have a little more bounce in my step than this. But let me share a story with you, Joel. I know a man who had a job, went to work every day. He was good at what he did. He had a white-collar job, and I'm talking in the 1980s. And but he was anxious, and he was given some anti-anxiety medicine. He had one of those desk-type jobs. And his doctor prescribed it because his wife had died and left him with two small children, less than 10 years of age each, a boy and a girl. And he took his meds as he was directed and went to a church group, Parents Without Partners. It was a Catholic organization, Parents Without Partners. And he met this other woman, and she had a daughter, and her daughter was older. And they decided that the woman who had the older daughter, her husband died of a heart attack. So his wife died, her husband died, and they were without partners, and they were trying to raise their families. They got married. And one day the father of the two small children drove up to the top of a bridge, pulled over to the side of the bridge. I mean a very tall bridge. I mean a really, really tall bridge, like a couple hundred feet up in the air. Put his emergency flashers on, put his wallet on the dashboard, walked out of the car, and jumped off the bridge. And lived. And after he got out of the hospital, you know, everybody's like, well, what the heck did he do that for? I visited him in the hospital. I know all the parties concerned. And he got patched up, and, you know, months later he's back at work, and he's at home and, you know, doing the regular routine. He and his wife are having breakfast just before they go to work, separately, separate jobs. And he stays behind, and she drives off and then says, something's not right. Turns around, comes home, looks for him. The car's in the driveway. Can't find him. She goes down the basement, and there he is, swinging by a rope. He hung himself. That time he was successful. So people do commit suicide. I've seen it. I saw a man jump off a bridge. I was on a holiday, I believe it was Easter, many, many years ago. And I was driving on a major highway, and there was an overpass. And this man jumped off the bridge right in front of my vehicle, landed face down on the highway, and he was alive. And I stopped traffic and took control of the situation and got people to call for emergency rescue and so forth. And so I've seen, that's two I know of firsthand. Joel, almost every family has been involved somehow, impacted some way by a suicide or an attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Well, it certainly is an epidemic, Vinny. There's a large dark figure of crime there. What we mean by that, that's a phrase used for the unreported cases or the cases that aren't correctly diagnosed as being suicide. For example, suicide by cop is usually rendered as a homicide. Some accidents are probably suicides. It's not always a very clean answer on whether or not it is, so we don't know what the exact numbers are. We do know that it has reached epidemic proportions, and it keeps getting higher and higher. Our contention at the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute is that one life, one precious life, is more valuable than the national debt. And so, you know, to talk about the epidemic to us is kind of a secondary topic. We want to focus on what people can do to help folks one-on-one, one person at a time. I can give you figures, you know, out by CDC and all of that stuff, but really that's not the most important thing here. The most important thing is how to recognize what's going on and what to do about it. You know, it's very interesting when you were talking about, you and I were talking the other day about medication and how some medications tend sometimes to increase the likelihood of suicide if, as an adverse reaction. Well, that's a complicated issue as well. In one sense, it might be like saying, you know, if you take insulin, you're much more likely to die of diabetes, okay, than if you don't. When, in fact, people that don't take insulin very often aren't diabetic. You see what I mean? It's not always the cause. Sometimes it's correlation between the two. But there are some meds that sometimes, when taken, can increase suicidal thoughts or risk of suicide. I think, personally, it's because sometimes it masks the people's ability to feel and process through feelings. And that's an extremely important thing to do.
Well, what I'm saying is Dr. Norman Shuley has been on the air with me many times, and we've been talking about anti-anxiety drugs and antidepressants, and if you take antidepressants, you will become depressed. And there is a correlation between these drugs, these medications, and
there's definitely a correlation. A correlation. But what I'm saying is proving cause sometimes is a more complicated thing than proving a correlation. And I'm not saying it's not the case. I'm just saying that certain meds, if they do increase a person's risk of suicide, I believe it's because they're pharmacologically relying on something to mask feelings of depression rather than processing through those feelings and by dealing with what's causing it. You know, you have to go to the core of the problem.
I think I get it. I think what you're saying is something kind of like in my personality. If something bothers me, like if I'm starting a broadcast and I hear the top of the hour news and I know it's an absolute bold-faced lie, I go, "What? I can't believe it! Who are you?" You know, I'll just lose my temper right there, and it's over. Okay, it's not bottled up for a minute, a week, a month, a year, and it doesn't get to the point where it's really dangerous. I just let it out right then and there. So I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's reckless and irresponsible to just make a blanket statement that people should not take antidepressants.
Uh-oh. You're going to have a head-on collision with Dr. Norman Shuley. Joel Johnson, the real MacGyver, and he's the guy that you call when you pick up that suicide prevention hotline, and he's with the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joel Johnson's with us, and he's with the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute, NCITI.org. And if you'd like to check out the website, there are a whole bunch of publications that he offers for free. All you have to do is just download them. Joel, so we're talking about medications, and both of us, including Dr. Shealy, believe that they do play a role for sure. Why do people commit suicide?
Well, for every person that commits suicide, at the time that it's occurring for what they very possibly believe to be a hopeless and or irrational reason. Basically, the reason they commit suicide is because they come to a point where they have made a decision that they want to die. Now, that sounds overly simplistic, but what I mean by that is there's a remarkable difference between wanting to die and being tired of living with the pain. If you're tired of living with the pain, suicide may be an option that you're considering. If you want to die, very often suicide is the only answer that you believe is available to you. And so, and that's usually not the case. All right. But they die for what they believe is real. The reason they're killing themselves is because they're hurting so badly that, they feel that there's nothing they can do except go ahead and relieve the pain in an ultimate way. Suicide is a permanent answer very often to a temporary problem, but you know, sometimes suicide is something that people do because the pain is not going to get better. An example of that would be medically assisted suicide in terminal cases where the pain is so excruciating that the individual just can't live with the pain anymore. So there are millions of reasons why they do it. We believe that the core of that question, though, lies in answering that question and in resolving the problem, relies upon our ability to help people to find options, rely upon options, and to successfully use options that they didn't believe were available at the time. But suicidal people usually have some sort of tunnel vision going on where all they can see is the problem. And they see...
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Yeah.
Joel, I absolutely believe that. I believe that. I believe that that's all they can see. That's all they're thinking about. That's all, they're totally consumed by it. Joel, I'm looking at some numbers. Suicide takes the lives of nearly 30,000 Americans every year. That's huge.
I think the numbers are much bigger than that, Benny. Let me explain why I'm saying that. And I'm aware of that particular statistic, and there are a number of different studies out there. They all give slightly different numbers, some of them bigger. One of the functions of the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute is what we call a psychological autopsy team, where we basically use a multidisciplinary approach to render a finding of whether or not a person died as a result of suicide when the answer is questionable on whether or not that happened. Now, I can give you one particular set of physical findings, both in evidence that's lying around and behavioral stuff that might cause you to believe that something is an accidental death, is a is an act of martyrdom, is a random suicide or a suicide because of depression, or is a homicide. Until we look at everything that was going on, we don't always know. So my point is that I'm sure the numbers are at least that, but I believe they're very possibly higher. Let me give you a quick example. One of the cases that we've looked at in psychological autopsy involves a young man who, when his family was away from the house, went into his bedroom, took his parents' firearm after typing out a note on the computer, okay, laid down on the bed, took his family's firearm, and shot himself. Now, the law enforcement agency in that jurisdiction ruled it as a suicide. It was much, much more complicated than that. And, it's someone threw himself on a grenade in combat to save his colleagues. We would not render that as a suicide. We would render that as an act of heroism where the person sacrificed his life.
Joel, hold on. Joel, hold on to that thought. We'll come back on the other side of the break, and we'll talk more about jumping on a grenade.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Joel Johnson's with us for 2 hours today. And if you would like to contact us and ask Joel Johnson a question, you certainly may. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We're going to talk about the signs of someone who might be considering suicide a little later in the broadcast. But if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. It's toll-free. We'll pay for the call. Joel, we're talking about jumping on a grenade. And I know a man, Charles Van Wyk, from South Africa. And he was telling me that he was involved with in a church where some girls came in and they threw in a grenade or a couple grenades, and a 17-year-old boy jumped on one to prevent the entire congregation from being wounded and possibly killed by these grenades. And he ate a grenade. And so it does happen. And I would say, yes, that person was a hero. But, you know, he did take his own life to prevent the loss of lives of others. So let's talk about that. So we have the situation where this young person has got his parents' handgun, and what did he do?
Well, what he did was he shot himself in the head and killed himself. But we believe it was an act of heroism, not an overt act of suicide. And I'll tell you why. We believe this is what happened. We believe that the young man, for reasons that happened, and please, you know, understand I'm not going to be giving a whole lot of specifics in the case because listeners that know the family may, I don't want them to put two and two together and figure out who it is that we're talking about. But there were reasons why this young man believed that his family would be at risk of being harmed if he wasn't taken out of the equation. Okay, and we believe that that's why he did that, in order to spare his family. He basically sacrificed his life to keep his family from being hurt. Okay, and so in our, while that was ruled as a suicide, we believe that was overly simplistic, number one. Number two, in helping the family to understand that's very likely what happened, it allows them to see the death in a different light. And to not be damned by the questions that very often happen, why did he do this and not tell us he was hurting, et cetera, et cetera. Every indication showed that this young man was not premeditatively suicidal a few days before it occurred, that what he did was a very rational act, and that he believed it was the only way to spare his family.
And Joel, isn't that the way it always is with suicide? It's the only way out in the person's mind? There's no other alternative?
Well, yeah, but remember, Vinny, usually we're talking about, with a case of overt suicide, we're talking about someone just wanting to end the pain. Okay, so my point being that in this particular instance, it was a sacrificial act and one that is easier for the family to embrace. Because they consider the hero, and he should be looked at.
I'm with you there, Joel. No, I fully understand that. But what I'm saying is, when a person gets to this point, there can't be many other options. It's like down to no options but this in that person's mind, right?
Yeah, there may be other options, but it's either an option they're not aware of, an option that is not coming to mind at the time, or an option that they don't trust.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So, yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. Our one of the most important things we can do in crisis intervention and dealing with that case is to help them get in touch with what some of their trustable resources are, and to build up their support system to the point where they can work their way through the situation. And that's almost always possible if we can get them to engage in conversation with us. We use a multidisciplinary approach to do that.
Joel, how do you do that? And here's why I'm saying this. We have a person who's at the end of his or her rope, and that person obviously is either unable to contact his or her family or trust the family or depend on the family. So now we're looking at someone that may be a friend. And if that doesn't, if that's not an option, then it's a stranger, right?
Yeah, and very often we're the stranger. You know, I directed the National Youth Crisis Hotline. I was affiliated with that program for the entire nine years that it was in existence. And
that's what I mean. You're the stranger.
Yeah. And so what we had to do was very quickly get to a point where they could rely upon us. And that involves listening, giving them permission to feel. It involves building up trust. So there were several things that we would do strategically. The first thing I would do is let people know that we are available and that we're there. I'd let them know that we didn't expect them to trust us at that point. All we asked that they do is to watch us and give us an opportunity to earn the trust. We'd ask them that if they came to a point where they felt like that they could rely upon us, just give us the opportunity to be there. We gave them permission to feel, and we gave them permission to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. And that's a big problem sometimes with suicide hotlines, is that they want to get right to the chase and talk about the suicide, and they don't bother, or they don't feel that they have the luxury of building a relationship with the individual. A kid calling in, I got called into the director of the agency called me into her office one day, and she had some budgetary concerns, and basically what she said was we needed to not be on the phone more than, it was something like 6 to 10 minutes with any call that was not a suicide call. And to her credit, she listened to me when I explained to her that sometimes it's 30 minutes to an hour before we can really peel away the onion and find out whether or not it is a suicide call. They need calling, talking first about their pimples, not telling us right off the bat that they have a gun in their hand. It involves building that relationship, breaking down the shame, helping them to feel less threatened, and giving them permission to feel and to express themselves. If a child called up and made a used a lot of sexual innuendos, et cetera, and if one of my counselors, who was a very conservative Christian, would otherwise be tempted to discourage them from talking that way, I would train them on how to very carefully do that, because we didn't, you know, it may be a sexually based shame issue that they're really calling about, that they're masking that with inappropriate remarks. And I said, you know, if you cut them off and tell them not to use that kind of language with you, you may be cutting off their freedom to talk about their molestation or their rape or whatever. So we were very careful to train our counselors to respond to that appropriately, but to not cut the kids off ability to communicate and ability to feel.
Joel, I was approached by the owner of a radio network and about a year ago, and he said, do you realize that since you've been here, our phone bill has doubled?
Yeah.
And I said, huh. And I kind of turned and walked away. Yeah, I did it. It's all my fault. I doubled their phone bill. Yeah, I really did. I didn't say, you know, I can't wait to start there because I'm going to double their phone bill. It's just a part of the process. I guess no one else does what I do at this radio station. And so how did you handle that? I mean, what did you say? Look, this is what we have to do. Is that where you went with it? Or I mean,
I explained to her that in that particular situation, we need to find the money to give these kids an opportunity to talk. That you know, because it takes time for them to open up. And remember that some of these children were calling us on a regular basis. I've had cases where a kid called 5 times before he finally got down to the bottom line of explaining why he was really calling. So it's important to keep the door open. And I keep coming back to giving them permission to feel and permission to express themselves. One of the deadliest things you can say to a person that's suicidal is don't, you shouldn't feel that way. You know, of course your parents love you. You shouldn't feel that way. If you use the term, you shouldn't feel that way, you're telling them your feelings are not valid. And you know what? They have the right to feel what they're feeling. They have the right to express it. It's important to keep that line of communication going. Now, to her credit, she listened, and she said, you're absolutely right. What we need to do is, she said, I'll find the money somewhere to cover the phone bill. Just be, you know, cautious. And we already were. You know, but we weren't getting on there and just shooting the breeze with the kids and booting off. You know, in fact, we would, you know, also, you know, I heard one counselor one day tell the kid, you know, I'll stay on with you as long as I can here. If I get a more important, you know, I mean, she didn't say more important, but if I get a like a critical crisis intervention call, I'm going to have to let you go and take that call, if that's okay. Well, that opens up the door for that person to either manufacture a situation in order to keep that counselor's attention, or it opens them up to believe that they aren't as important as the kid calling in that wants to kill themselves. And so I would work with them on how to set up contracts to have specific time to talk with the child. In fact, gave them permission to stay after hours and to take a call from that kid on the regular line if they want to call back with this chat, and gave them that option. Or to call
Joel Johnson.
Where we take their number.
Joel Johnson, we're talking about suicide, the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute. .org, NCITI.org. Joel, when we come back, I've got to ask you, you're talking about children. Why are they calling? We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joel Johnson's with us, and we're talking about suicide, and the question that I had for Joel as we're going into the break was, he had mentioned children so many times, Joel, you had, and why are children calling?
Well, very often children call because they're in pain. They don't feel that there's anyone possibly available that they can talk to, that they can trust with whatever they're calling about. It may be that, there are folks I can talk to about just about anything, but this one thing I can't discuss with anyone. And that's very often shame-based or due to fear of rejection. There are many reasons why they call. Sometimes they call because they know someone that they suspect or know is thinking about suicide, someone that's tried it, someone that's already committed it. They're either calling to help or because they want help. There are certain questions, Benny, it's extremely dangerous to answer the questions with an answer when you're on a crisis intervention line. And one of them is, do you believe that suicide is the unpardonable sin, or do you believe that someone will go to hell for committing suicide? Now, I may have theological reasons to believe that suicide is not the unpardonable sin and that you won't automatically go to hell if you commit suicide. But if I tell a child, no, I don't believe that suicide is the unpardonable sin, I may just have inadvertently open the door for them to go ahead and do it, because the one thing that was holding them back was the fear of going to hell. Or if their parent had already committed suicide and I tell them, yes, I believe it's the unpardonable sin, they may now believe that their parent is in hell, and that may throw them into further rejection. So I always trained my people, and I meticulously practice answering that question with a question, not with an answer. Generally, what I would tell them is that I've been asked that many, many times. And in almost all cases where I was asked that question, someone was either thinking about it, had decided to do it, knew someone who had died as a result of suicide, or who had tried it. But no one calling up asking that question was calling up and asking it because they were doing a book report on suicide. And so I would ask them if any of those categories apply to them. Are they hurting? Have they been thinking about suicide as an option? And usually when you got to the bottom of it, the answer to that question was that there was some reason why they were personally concerned. Does that make sense?
Joel, as you say, absolutely. And something else makes sense, too. You and I talk a lot on the phone about all kinds of things. about events that are coming up, things that we're thinking about doing, broadcasts, all kinds of things, current events. We talk a lot on the phone, off the air. And your language, as I see it unfolding here, as you describe it, is very precise, and you're very careful how you say certain things. And now it all makes more sense why you're careful of the words that you choose, because they do have meaning, and they can evoke responses. And obviously, you know, Joel, I've alluded to this. I haven't really said it, but you have a lot of experiences, and you've seen a lot of things with your official capacities as chief of police and paramedic adventures, and you've seen a lot of really bad things. You've seen choices that people make that send them down the wrong path and ultimately could cause their own death, and can ruin their lives. So, you know, as I listen to you, I think about MacGyver and the way out of the box theory and how you look at things. It all makes sense to me now. It all makes sense because you have been there. You've been there. You've seen it. You've watched it. You've watched it unfold. You've been a participant in helping people who are in these situations. Joel Johnson, the National Crisis Intervention Training Institute. NCITI.org. We're going to be back in the next hour, and we're going to look for the signs. What do they look like when someone is considering suicide? We'll be back.
Of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.